Blog Talk Radio.
Jay Dizzle on the beat.
We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding. We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding.
Daggers loose.
Once again, blunt roll, glass of hand, thizzles for shizzle, nizzle, the fuck it begins. It's gotta be from Jay Dizzle, now we murdering niggas. They forgot the west coast, full of killers and triggers, cat pillars and crack dealers, car shows, mohos, best flows, I need to sleep, daggers off the no dose. Niggas think I'm soft cause I don't claim a hood and carry guns. Niggas, you ain't hurt, you gotta watch the quiet one. And when you go to choose a bitch, you gotta watch the quiet one. When niggas claim to be your friend,
you gotta watch the quiet ones.
I just did a Rihanna. You going down, thug like my ass, I beat that bitch up like I'm Chris Brown. Don't disrespect the Western City, bitty bird chest. I get you fucked up by bad bitches wearing pink vests. You're not pot stopper, someone's gonna test you. Be careful in California, cause this is how the West do.
We vibing, west side, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding.
Nope.
We stay high and stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding.
West coast.
We vibing, west side, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding.
Take fade to fade, take her, I terminate your turf. Terminate. I'm taking all fades, cause talking just make it worse. Yeah, since birth I've been serving, so it's certain I'm strapped. So it's curtains when I'm serving, cause I'm smashing with the Mac. Machete the madman, my matchup get mashed on. Rearrange your frame, competitors get the chrome. Zones are that good, a pocket full of paper. Proceed with caution, still flossing in a scraper. Western Avenue, west side of the west coast. You know I fade them off, fatality from the death stroke. The death smoke lingers, nothing else remains. The light is from the beamer, paint the picture out of pain. Aim and pop, but fuck it, we can get down with the real Triple H, Hank Hoodlum, good bell. We vibing, yeah, I'm riding.
I'm riding
info to gray, 6'4", west side.
We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding. We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding.
I'm from the city of the Cadillacs, where bitches keep their booty fat. Fitted hats, white tees, best weed, all of that. The city where the paper stacks, the police ain't afraid to jack. Where any day or night, niggas still can make the shawl crack.
The good old days.
Bring them back, cause people out here sleeping on us, acting nervous like a hooker in church Sunday service. You shouldn't be afraid of Cali niggas getting paid. We'll just smoke and drink and bet a thousand on a game of spades. But I be playing bones, dagger skills are certified. Raise my hand to really high and slam it yelling. In the west, we got pride. Don't forget, we play for really. Handing me a 20 plus five Chris dollar bills. I'm just a ragamuffin, none of y'all can tell me nothing. I start your heart from pumping, think I'm bluffing, start something.
We got the dagger here, tell us what you like to do.
Make money, rap, smoke weed, or ref the W.
We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding. We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding.
Hello?
Hey, Quagmire.
Hey, Peter, what's up?
I'm stuck at the stupid ballet.
Get out of here. You serious?
Yeah.
So am I.
What?
Yeah, I got dragged here by this broad I'm trying to screw.
Where are you sitting?
Look across at the other balcony. I can see you.
Oh, my God. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We're both here.
Oh, my God. We should text each other. Hang up. Hang up.
Check out my boy The Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
What's cracking, y'all? Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, and oh, man, I'm even thankful to even make it to another Sunday, y'all. It's been a rough, rough, rough couple of days for your boy. I got a lot of shit to tell y'all about some things that have transpired, things that I've seen. And then, again, I just want to reiterate, don't help nobody, y'all. Be out for yourselves. Do what y'all got to do for yourselves, man, because people don't appreciate help, and they don't. And they act like they want it until they get it, and then once they get it, they don't care. So But anyway, we'll get to that. We got 2 hours to get into that. Let me start off the show, as I always do, by shouting out the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. There's no West Coast Wednesdays, no Slap Sundays, no award shows, no X and B models. There just isn't a lot of things going on. Topaz was doing what she was doing. So, excuse me. Shouts out to the boss lady herself off top, as always. Also want to shout out all independent artists. Anybody out there doing their thing, sending me y'all music, calling in, talking about the show, all y'all. Thank you very much, because, again, without y'all, I wouldn't have no show either. I wouldn't have no music to play. And, again, as you know, I can't fucking stand the radio. And last but not least, just anybody that listens to the show, period. Artists, non-artists, whoever. You come across it, you know, flipping through channels or whatever, somebody told you about it. If you ever took the time out to listen to me, run my mouth and play these slappers, then I thank you as well. Because, again, like I said, it's up to y'all. Anybody else ain't going to believe that the show's good. No, I could sit here and tell people all day that I got a good show. But if y'all don't tell them, if y'all don't talk to people, then nobody's going to believe it. And y'all have been doing that. Like I said, I've seen the numbers a little bit, at least the numbers we can track on this show. And they getting up there, y'all. So y'all doing what y'all got to do, and I'm thanking y'all for that off top. Now, like I said, it's going to be a rough one today, y'all, because, like I said, a lot of shit happened to me in the last couple of days, and I'm trying to put things back together now in regards to the show, in regards to my music, and I'm going to explain in a little while when we get back. But I do got some new music that I did get this week. Let me just see if I can find it. And let's see. And we can start off Slap Sundays right. And I found one. Here we go. This is how we start off Slap Sundays, y'all, with the Dagger. This is brand new right here. Young Sicko, Crazy. Let's go.
Please. like a bum. Three man go so low, yeah, that's how I do it. I'm not from H-Town, but I love to chop it through it. Kids bank account, and your boy's only 20. Ask how many chains, man, I got plenty. Always grow shotgun when I ride wind. Know yo got it, I stay up in the kitchen. Still rockin' D-Lo, come on, brother, that's old. Cause you already lost. Not gonna stop me, no, I'm not lazy. But when your boys get crazy, Eddie cruising at 25, 23, trying to blow someone else high. Only keeping one dang chick, not ripping South Cliff.
Wait, 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 wait so you know my pants back. The block is always hot, so I keep a Louis rat. Swag, 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 swag it out. Hey, ha ha, I get money.
Rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And again, if you want to call in, tune in tonight, 661-621-7559. Just chill in the queue, or you can press 1 to holler at me. And remember, if you ever want to get at me interviews, you want to send in your music, models want to get at me about Dagger's Beauty of the Week, the email is where it's at, all right, y'all? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure y'all get at me, all right? And let's see. Like I said, it's going to be a rough one tonight, but let's go to the phone lines. And straight out the 323, my nigga Nympho the Grizzly, what it do?
What it is, man?
Man, going fucking through it right now on my end, man. What's going on your end, though? Shit.
I'm chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? What you say, we balling on the budget? You know what I mean?
Like I said, she's just been real fucked up. Mad at the Lakers, man. How they gonna let them take one? Like I said, we knew he wasn't gonna get swept. But you know, just on a quick sports moment or whatever, explain to me, one, Kobe, you shouldn't have gave up the ball when it was tied up, man, and we could have went up one. Kobe, you don't give up the ball to Gasol. Number two, Gasol, what the fuck are you doing? You was wide open. That was supposed to be your Jader. You throw it back. Straight like to Kevin Durant and shit, like what the fuck? And then finally, Artest, you number one defensive man in the world is supposed to be, man. Why are you playing so far back off the three at the top of the key? When you know he liked that three pointer right there, man. Force him, because even if he goes by you and gets to the key, it's only two. You know what I mean? Two or three is two different things. It's like. So that upset me really bad, really bad. Of course, the first game was cool when they won, but then that second one just blew me the fuck off. So I was like, man, that's just a sports moment.
I'm sick about it, too, you know.
That's it, because, I mean, we ain't supposed to go out like that. And then now these niggas, now knowing the Lakers, I mean, this is just us, you know, as true Laker fans. I hope they get a fire under their ass and go out there and actually do something. But, I mean, if we know Laker history sometimes in these situations, the niggas might just lay it down in Oklahoma and really not come out. Because, you know, I don't know unity right now, so I don't know. I'm keeping my hopes up for the Lakers, y'all. But at the same time, I'm going to be realistic right now the way shit's been going. We might have to
see what happens next.
But, man, enough about sports talk, man. Follow, man, since I got you right now, man. Man, you don't believe the shit that happened to me this weekend, man. Like I said, starting off, first of all, let me just say what happened. You know, nigga, you know my laptop and all that shit is gone now. Like I said, I'm not gone. All my shit gone, all my electronics. Like, my laptop, my extended hard drive and shit. They got all my music, all fucking movies. My smut, my XXX files is on there and shit. All that shit is gone now. Like, I'm tired about that situation, man. Here's what happened. Let me see. Do I got time to explain this before I get into some more music? Yeah, I got a little bit of time. Peep, right? And then again, I started off the show saying, don't help out nobody. This is where it stems from. Let me give you a little background first. Initially, I don't know why I do this for people when it comes to cars and everything, especially after you've been around and hanging with your boy. You know what happened with the situation with my cousin who had a rental car? That shit kind of fell through, so I was let on the line for like $1,000 or some change or whatever. They still didn't pay me back. Now, you know, trying to help out someone else, you know, I put my name on something else. And you know, I did it in regards to – wait, hold on real quick. Oh, I'm like, what the heck? So I did it in regards, because, you know, me, I'd be trying to help people out and everything. So I tried to help somebody out again with the situation. My shit's all good. My credit and everything's all good. So I'm trying to help. And I did it on the basis of, like, okay, if I do this, I get to share these things. You know, I get to use the car when I need to. You know, no questions asked. I get to, you know, I mean, and you're going to keep up on the payments when they do. You're going to make sure you're on point with everything. We ain't going to have no problems. We're going to have no issues. That was the guarantee. That was supposed to be the agreement. Of course, push come to shove, it doesn't come down to that, right? So now I need the whip in the situation, and now I'm hearing, well, no, I mean, just basically, let's just say the fast forward, it was basically a no. And that's number one, it was supposed to be a no, because like I said, I'm going to put my name on the line for everything right now. So, all right, well, fuck it. If that's how you want to act, that's how you want to be, fuck it. We'll take the car back, call it quits, cut it, you know, scrap it now, just end it, right? Nigga, when I try to do that, then, oh, wait, no, because then we go on Friday, right? The place opens at, like, 10. I'm there at, like, 9 o'clock. Like, okay, we about to drop this off, whoop, or whatever. The person flips out in the parking lot of the place. Like, are you really going to do this to me? Are you, you know, I really need this. I mean, I got to do this. I got to get to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. You really not going to care. You're not going to be considerate. I'm like, I was considerate off top. You know what I mean? And then you didn't do what you needed to do. I didn't want to do this. It's not on me. It's not my problem. But at the same time, I'm the one who's taking all the risk for it. I'm the one who's held on the line for it, you know? So in that situation, so I'm like, no, fuck that. We're gonna scrap this now. I'm not going to put myself out here because, I mean, that's $1,000. This is like 20 G's up on the line. You know what I mean? My credit and everything on the line and everything. So I'm going to go turn the shit back and everything. But in the process of me turning my shit back, the person flips out, right? Going through my car, you know, I keep my electronics and shit usually in the trunk and shit. Because, you know, I'm supposed to be going to work and everything. I was about to go to work. I had other shit I had to do. I keep my shit with me. This motherfucker pops my trunk, starts throwing my shit over there. There's like, it's parked in the parking lot, but there's like a little wall in the back of the parking lot. Starts throwing my shit over the parking lot wall, like, over to this little neighborhood area on the other side. Like, fuck you. This is how you feel. So now, like, I'm like... And I'm looking like, I'm 2 seconds, and this is where I get, you know what I mean, I tell people, like, you don't like me when I'm angry. People really, but at the same time, people that really know me know I'm not have to really, like, smack the shit out of somebody or really be that total fighter, act the ass, especially in public. Because keep in mind, we're in a public place, public parking lot, on a busy street. You know what I mean? This person's already acting the ass, done gripped the nigga up by his shirt and everything, like they all some kind of strong arm somebody, like trying to hold a conversation with me about what you're doing and why I'm doing this and everything like that. And I'm trying to maintain my composure. And I'm literally getting to the point where I start shaking. You know, you ever been so mad you shake? You know, like I'm just, you got one, two more words to say to me right now before I just fucking snap, right? But tossing my shit over there and everything. So long story short, basically, after about an hour before it all supposed to go down, the person finally breaks down, like, you know what, fuck it, my bad, wrong, and not even totally apologizing, but now it's like trying to calm down the situation. Basically goes looking for my stuff, and now my bag is gone. My other stuff is there, but my bag is gone. And, of course, the one bag that's gone is the one that got all my shit in it. The most important shit. Like, I would have rather them took my other stuff than leave me with that because that had all my stuff in it, man. Like, and this is Friday. This is how I started off again. Like, dealing with some bullshit. And then the repercussions from that bullshit just trickles on to the weekend. So we're gonna, like I said, I got stories for y'all. It's been a rough weekend with the boy to get to Sunday. So be thankful. Like I said, I'm glad y'all here with me, and I'm glad to be here right now because with the way shit was looking, I didn't think I was gonna get here. But like I said, I got stories for y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all how my weekend was. That's just how it started. But I got some. We're gonna tell you how it keeps going. So got my nigga Nympho hanging with me. Remember, if you want to get in on it, again, 661-621-7559, because by the time I get to the end of story time, I'm going to need some advice, y'all. And what am I sipping on tonight? See, I'm feeling good today because I got something to sip on. Hold on. That ghetto Kool-Aid right now, that grape Kool-Aid and Smirnoff. Yeah, boy.
Hey, I got some little Ciroc in here, man. I'm going to turn it up.
Yeah, as you should, y'all. So remember, y'all, get in the conversation. Dak is going to need help tonight. 661-621-7559. Chill in the queue, press 1 to holler at me. But we're going to get hoodbound with it real quick on this ghetto culture, and I'll see y'all in a second.
I'm riding for the call, situation evaluated. Nigga, C4 connected, dedicated, detonated. I stay faded, illustrated these lyrical scenes. You congregated, no penetrating my rider's team. Extreme altercations, combinations of focus. Ride a chalk and limbo, exploding with ghetto coach. I fold you, something wicked, you can't kick it explicit. Gifted, stay splifted, spit like a 450. Kid outrageous, hang hood, look good, bound. The fuck on my foundation, straight breaking your hood down. With complications, demonstrations, niggas hating, obliterating. No hesitation, niggas waiting, anticipating the crash. No mistaking, earthquaking when I blast. On the dub, I was born in the country I was raised. My radical rhymes are strict, still repping that rider race.
I thought I told ya, we live in ghetto culture.
When the white block was hot, but mine is still scorching. We grimy,
I mean we riding.
Fuck with these riders,
that's your life in
ghetto culture.
On the streets with something potent,
ghetto culture.
Old school jewels with dangers on it,
ghetto culture.
Helicopters and sirens, fuck them. I'm high voltage, roam with a block with something potent. Sitting filled with a notion, rivals keep their eyes open. The ritual, damage 100% body tissue. Running restricted dirt is known to give you the business. With blood in the streets, we're around the ruckus. My function of repercussions, turf wars with the beat scorching. Enormous South Central flooded with block over the currency. It shows west side is the east side. We raise your full combustion. We homegrown.
play. Trust is in vain, it's everybody K. Then smack in the venom, release the streets from the foul play of this ghetto rhythm.
And hit aim and serve niggas with the shameless. Painless, my language hit MCs collect bangers. With ammo and anguish, I'm a hollow point friend. My lyrics is dangerous, ain't banging like that trip. I'm set, equipped with clips and all. We the first ones to shoot, plus niggas is down the bar. Y'all niggas is big, and you will blow like boulders. Just try to chop in them bowls, and this is our ghetto culture.
I thought I told ya, we live in ghetto culture.
When the Wayne block was hot, but mine is still scorching. We grimy,
I mean we riding.
Fuck with these riders,
that's your life in.
Ghetto culture,
on the streets with something potent.
Ghetto culture,
old school jewels with banners on it.
Ghetto culture,
helicopters and sirens, fuck them.
Ghetto culture,
bang the set and keep it moving.
Look, crew neck, gold chain, and a fresh cut. Sagging through the hood in the Porsche truck. Look, probably about to shoot dice. Married to the game, throw the rice. Baby, I'm on. Fuck a hater. I bet you know my name like the fucking neighbors. Kinda like a ratchet to a slow song. I'ma be right here when the smoke's gone. Cause baby, I'm a real one. And that's word to the set. Niggas let it hate when they see that you a threat. Come to my city, they tell you I'm a rap. Taking care of my dogs, I'm a motherfucker back. Look, I'm in it for the motherfucking loot. Pocket up, army, I'm a troop. Bitch, I'm the shit, you niggas scared to poop. Niggas play hard, they soften and dead fruit.
I said, young nigga with a lot of dough. If you ain't fucking, then you gotta go. Choose up, bitch. I chose up fast. Fuck the old sky, then we sitting out of the cab. Choose up, bitch. 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 And you better choose me.
I said a bitch from the west. When niggas getting paper like a motherfucking press. Acting like a bitch, get a motherfucking dress. Niggas let it hate when they see it to the press. Look, chain no ice age. Had 100, turned that 100 to 2,000 in this dice game. Look. Hustle harder than the athlete. Running this bitch like a motherfucking track meet. Getting brain in the backseat. By some bitch I just disrespected like last week. Look, I said she still got something for me. Got dope, but she still getting money for me. Look, I said she something like a down bitch. Even let me bust her the grandpa crown Vic. Both of these L's I die for you. Biggie in the flesh, I'm like,
I said
you mind for
young nigga with a lot of dough. If you ain't fucking, then you gotta go. Choose up, bitch. I chose up fast. Fuck the old sky, then we sitting out of the cab. Choose up, bitch. 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 And you better choose me.
This is a J. Rom production.
I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to frown. A couple bottles, hit the mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. Tonight I chill and party with the best of them. You know Benjamin, well, Lions got a lot of them. Fewer friends, a colder heart. I live my life, never care what no one thought. The shit I do will make you think that life's a game. And I never wonder, will I ever change? I'm cool with that, always some chase pursuing cash. That's my main free. It's treat it like a holiday.
What
a thing. No day, so treat it like a holiday. I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to frown. A couple bottles, hint to me and Kush. Party life, that's a good look. It's good, though, too many girls for me to frown. A couple bottles, hint to me and Kush. Party life, that's a good look. Tonight I chill and party with the best of them. You know Benjamin, well, Lions got a lot of them. Fewer friends, a colder heart. I live my life, never care what no one thought.
Young kid,
yo.
Okay, my turn. Shopping in a cyber. Always with a bad bitch, never with a bad bird. Who I be? Yeah, you see me. Obsessive, compulsive, no OCD. High in the clouds, I'm soaring, B. So don't be ignoring me. Let me shoot myself formally. I'm young kid, so my kind of disorderly. Almighty with a pen and a pad on a white boy track. Everybody screaming rat, taking out the trash. Something like Glad. Oh, yeah, I'm 16. Ha, bet you mad. Hands up, yo, party all night. Fist pumped, you dying. You better do it right. My flow's like a virgin, cause so tight. I'm spitting so fast. From the bottom, I'm chilling at the top. I started with nothing, and I damn sure won't stop. Yeah, you heard the buzz, we the hottest on the block. Lions Den is coming for that number one spot. Pause, bring it back, replay, rewind this shit, running like a relay. Headed for the top, ain't stopping, no delays. Better than your man, so don't worry about what he say, she say. Everybody gonna talk, got my name in the streets like I wrote in chalk. Primal instinct, deadly as a hawk. My team got the keys, I got the game on lock.
What's good? This your girl, Miss Tweety, and this is Slap Sundays with your host, The Dagger, on Bangor Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in, listen up, L.A. West Coast all day, baby.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bangor Radio. And yeah, we talking about slapping the stupidity out of people. I need to slap the shit out of myself sometimes because I'll be doing some dumb shit. But, anyway, at least me personally, I can admit it. So that's the one thing. At least I know when I do dumb shit, I just don't need anybody else telling me I did dumb shit because I know I did some dumb shit already. But anyway, back, we're back. Again, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. See if I can get my squad back in. My nigga Nippo the Grizzly, I'm still good.
You hear me, nigga?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello? Hey.
You good?
Okay, for sure, because I had hung up and called back, so.
Yeah, I saw. Like I said, I picked it, but no, you good. We back in the game, and, shoot, man. Like I said, just some more stressful facts about the Daggers weekend, and I mean, let me give y'all, again, with the car situation. Like I said, I'm going to stick with the car situation because there's a little background, because it's not just the car, because you got to realize a couple of things. Look, number one, like my mom, right? I love my mother to death, don't get me wrong, but she's like my accountant. You know, at the same time. So that's a plus and a negative. It's a plus because my mom's always looking out for your boy. Let's not get it wrong. Like I said, she's the reason. If it wasn't for her, because of her, my credit wouldn't be so good. You know, nigga name wouldn't be all, I wouldn't, you know what I mean? My shit just wouldn't be proper because mom's be looking at nigga bank accounts, making sure nigga bills paid on time, things like that. And, you know, that's a good thing, and I can respect that. But the negative part about it is that she knows whenever I spend money. You know what I mean? Whenever I spend my money. So a nigga paper trail can be spotted, and then why it's so weird, especially with the car situation, because I understand how she feels. You know, she worked so hard to make sure my credit was good and everything, and then I'm out here putting my line on the line for the next motherfucker. So, I mean, I can understand where her frustration and everything comes from. But at the same time, what she doesn't realize is it's not her life. You know what I mean? It's not, as much work as she did at the same time, I still got to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And at this point, that's something that you have to realize. And it's either one of two things. Like I said, you can keep getting mad about the situation or whatever, because push comes to shove, if everything does fuck up or anything does falter, it is going to be on me, and it's going to be my fault, and it's going to be my responsibility, and I'm going to take care of it. So I don't need you telling me these things ahead of time. But then, you know, but Moms is going to be Moms. That's, you know, Moms is going to be Moms. So, and which is crucial, because then I don't even want to be going by the house or anything like that, because I got to hear that shit. And and then I still can't even come at it the right way, because if she finds out who I actually did it for, then it'll be even worse, because then I sound even more stupid. You know what I mean? So I have to put it on the homies, like, yeah, I hooked it up for the homie or something like that. You know, I have to give her somebody she knows. I couldn't give them people that they didn't know, because it's like, okay, now you're doing stuff for people that we don't even know. How really dumb are you? And I know I'm dumb. But, but at the same time, like I said, I keep trying to be an optimist at the same time and realize that people are going to hopefully do what they say they're going to do no matter what they show and everything like that. And I'm just trying to stay focused on that and trying to stay focused on positive and just hope that the negative doesn't happen. But as I said, that's why it's so stressful, because, like I said, I know I added this extra stress on myself. And then on top of knowing I did that to myself, I got other people telling me, adding stress on to myself, like, I don't know that already, but that's extra stress. Like,
I got a call. Hold on.
Oh, okay, go ahead. But then I'm still talking. But then, like, then Pop get involved in the situation. Y'all already know how me and Pops get down and everything, so he don't understand nothing about anything, but want to know everything. And you can't talk or explain these type of things to people, because, you know, they don't understand. They're not going to. All they see is the bottom line, the fire print, the final picture, you know, whatever's looking through their eyes. They don't know what I've been going through. They don't know the people I deal with. They don't know what I have to face when I go into the streets and do things. But they don't care either. It's funny, because that's what I be talking about. My parents, like I said, all coming up taught me to be the good man, you know, look out for others, right, do the right thing and everything and all that. And now that I'm old enough, I'm doing that, they're like, you shouldn't be doing that, because you're going to fuck your shit up. Don't be looking out for other people and everything. Don't fuck up your shit. So I'm just confused now, you know? And that's what's real confusing about it, because it's like, if y'all wanted to raise an asshole, like a true asshole that didn't want to be help out people that needed help and everything like that, well, you could have trained me that way from jump. That's not what I was taught. That's not what y'all showed me. You know? And like I said, that kind of thing is instilled in me now to be that type of person, although when I see it and I look at it, although everything in me is telling me not to do it, on the other hand, it's like, well, I'm in a position to help. Somebody needs help. Let me do that. Because I'm hoping, at least, like I said, that person does what they're supposed to do. And in the big scheme of pictures, whether it comes out bad or wrong for me, at least it'll be known and shown that I did my best and I did my part to help out somebody else. So that's where I'm really hoping everything lies. But at the same time, man, it's a fucked up situation. It's a lot of fucked up shit, extra stress that I do have to put on myself so others can be happy. And that's even the craziest part, because I do that all the time. I keep putting others before myself because, like I keep saying, I don't know if it's that I just don't care about myself as much as, you know, I don't know. That is it. Because, like I said, I got things that I need. Anything that I've lost, that I really lost, I can't be really, really upset about, although I'm really pissed off about the things that I've lost because I didn't lose them. Well, overall, I lost them because I put myself in the situation. But, again, the situation shouldn't have went to where it did. So I shouldn't have lost my stuff, if you get what I'm saying. So I really lost the certain things behind somebody else. In the big picture, I shouldn't have put myself in it. But at the same time, people need to know how to accept loss sometimes. I have to accept loss all the time. So people can't accept the loss, or that something's going to be taken away from them, or that they can't get something. Some people just can't accept that. I hope y'all realize that growing up in life, you're not going to get everything you want. And if you do get everything you want, that either means you worked hard for it, or you stole, robbed, and steal, you know, you robbed and steal, killed for it, one or the other. Either way, if you're fighting to get what you want, I hope you're doing it the right way. But let's keep in mind, not everybody gets what they want. And you have to learn how to deal with the stuff that you don't get, even if you still want it. Some people just can't deal with that, and that's the scary part.
Oh,
nigga, Fo, you back?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But I mean,
I was like, Yeah, I heard you. I was just making sure that I heard your little. I was just making sure, but I was talking like now, like, because you know, if you ever be around those people, or you be dealing with people that can't accept the fact that they can't get something, or you know what I mean, or they have, and then they lose it, and then they don't know how to deal with losing something. And that's and it's scary. It's actually really scary because some shit that y'all be out here really to kill to and all this kind of stuff for y'all don't need. You know, and that's the crazy part. You may think you need it, you may want it, but what need it can't decipher both. Can't decipher the difference. I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that. Yeah, the people, the things you feel you need, you don't really need, you want those, and the things you want are the things that you probably really should focus on. That's what I also be saying. People's priorities are all out of order. And also keep in mind, you got to realize your priorities are good and your shit is straight. Everybody else will try to see what you got going on and either try to mess it up. Or actually, I'm just going to say that. They'll try to mess it up or try to get a piece of it for them. You know, nobody really wants to really help anybody else anymore, and I've seen it.
Nah, hell no, they don't want to help nobody. Nobody wants to help nobody. You know what I'm saying? I was at the fair, like maybe like November last year. I was at the fair, right? You know what I'm saying? My phone had died, and my uncle was like, yo, we're in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, it's the show. So it's me and my daughter, we walking in the parking lot, and my phone died. I'm like, damn. I forgot where we parked at. I'm like, yo, was it this way or this way? I couldn't think. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I asked like six people. Like, yo, could I use your phone real quick to call my uncle? Nobody would let me use their phone. Like, and I'm walking with a little girl. She was like 6 years old. Like, you waking up and trying to steal something from you. And I got my daughter with me. Like, y'all do this. I'm like, they like, nah, I don't got a phone. Like, man. 95% of the population got a cell phone. Like, got a phone. Like, come on, man, for real. Like, all six people I asked, like, all right. Luckily, I see him walking out the entrance. Like, yeah, we right here.
Luckily. But that's what I'm saying. But that's part of life too, is luck. But that's a scary part too, is because not everybody's lucky. You know, luck runs out. Some people aren't lucky at all, and that's even weird too. But yeah, nobody's helping nobody. Nobody cares. And people are nice to you, or people are all cool with you, or whatever, till they get what they want, and then they go back to whatever. You know, and that's a fucked up part too. People can't generally be nice. People can't generally accept help. People can't generally give help without expecting something back. This is why people are fighting. This is why everybody are going. This is why people are going head to head with each other. This is why there's a lot of issues right now, because everybody's out for themselves. Nobody gives a fuck. And I keep trying to understand why I got to be the one that does, or why, you know, the few people that I kick away. You know what I mean? We don't give a fuck, but we do. You know, there's still that line about not giving a fuck, and then there's really not giving a fuck. I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a difference. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about what other people got going on. As long as it doesn't affect me, my family, my money, anything like that, I don't got a problem with you. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. But once it starts affecting those things, then I may have something to say, and then I may have to get involved. But that's anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's anybody looking out for their loved ones or whatever, if you have people you care about. But hold on real quick. Straight out the 832-5988. Hold on. Come on, you got Dagger. What it do?
What it is, homeboy? You know what it is.
Oh, what it do, Lil? What's going on with you?
Chilling, man. Just got through with my photo shoot.
Getting the photos ready for the movie shoots and everything, man. You got your little screenshots and all stuff.
Yeah, screenshots, the tour shots, the album covers. You know what I mean? Yeah.
As you should. Well, Levi, of course, you know you always welcome here. But for those that don't know, man, let them know where they can find you at and what you got popping off nowadays, man.
Oh man, just Google me. Just Google Levi.
Google him. Levi Kev, LEVICV, y'all. Google that shit. And then my man going all over there, man. But, man, Levi, man, I know. Let me ask you, man, like I said, because I'm trying to figure some things out, man. Now, do you do you give a fuck or do you not give a fuck? I mean, or let me put it this way. Like, are you at a point now, do you still help out those that may need help? Or do you like, you know what, I got my own thing going. I can't do that for anybody else right now. I got to do what I got to do. Point blank, period.
Nah, I mean, it depends on the situation. I mean, I ain't got no problem with helping out somebody that needs help. Because at the end of the day, yeah, I'm probably going to need help too. And if I... And if I wasn't willing to help them, so why in the hell was they willing to help me out?
All right. Well, I'm with that, too. But then at the same time, like I said, I've been helping out people. It is weird because I guess in my position, I can only speak for myself. It seems like I'm always in a position to help out somebody, but nobody seems to be able to help me. You know, if I really need help. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the weirdest part. But the clincher on that is the paradox is that I wouldn't need help if I wasn't helping out other people.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? It's weird. Dude. Your boy Dak is in a place right now.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. You know, some people, I mean, some people, you know, will give their last to help out another person.
What's up,
on the day,
what's
they
up, gave on
their last. So... I mean, it's a catch-22, that situation. Like, it's just catch-22. Like, as far as, you know, giving somebody some bread, now, I can understand if now, if I got all what needs to be taken care of, which my main focus is my household and my children, now, if I take care of that, then, okay, maybe. You know, it really just depends when it comes to me, man.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Because I mean, that's the other thing on my end is because I don't really have a whole lot of responsibilities. You know, to be honest, like I said, I don't got no kids. Technically, I'm not paying rent because I'm kind of house hopping right now. So I'm in between places and everything like that. So I don't technically got no rent. My car note's taken care of and all this and everything. So it's like I be having extra money to just spend or shit like that or just use to help and everything. But technically, I should be saving. That's what I should be doing. But motherfuckers just, I don't know, man. It's weird. But, y'all, I see Miss Paula checking in, too, y'all. Hold on. Hold the phone lines, y'all. We're going to get into Dagger's double play. We're going to get back into some more therapy sessions. Because, like I said, Dagger needs help today. I need y'all to talk to me. Let me know what the fuck I'm doing wrong or what I need to do. And we're going to see what's up. So, let's get a Dagger's double play. Then I'm going to come back on my panel. Nympho the Gray hanging in the building. Levi Kev.
Hey,
O. Yo.
Hey, me and this nigga Remy over here, man. This nigga, birthday weekend, man. We over here shipping some rock and fucking blunts, man.
Where Remy at? Put him on real quick.
Right here, yo. What's up with you?
What it do, Remy, man? Happy birthday, man. All turned up and everything. Y'all good?
Oh, yeah. You know me. I'm sucking ducking, you know. Haters shaking. Yeah, man. Putting money in my pocket. You know what I'm talking about?
As you said, man, that's Mr. Remy right there, man. That's manager in the making right there. Because, you know, we got the release party this week, you know, this weekend and everything, Remy. We got to do a big out there in Long Beach. So, you know what I mean? You got to get that, gotta get your vocals on and everything to holler at these people. Because, you know, I don't like talking to people.
Yeah, I mean. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You
know,
you over there, you probably kicking this shit and doing your thing, man. Hey, it'll always turn out for the people who it need to turn out for, man. So if you got any worries about it, don't, you know. Just know you're going to keep doing your shit, and if you're doing it right, it's going to be right for you. You dig?
That's all I need to hear. Thanks a lot, man. Good looking out, man. Hang out over there with your boy Nympho for a minute. We're going to get into Dagger's double play real quick, and we'll be right back here on Slap Sundays with the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang out radio. Let's go.
Got it.
Oh, shit. The Dagger. Yo Mama Production. We got another one. I'm going to need to put some funk on this class.
Can you mix that down?
Yeah. I'm going to tease y'all with the hook real quick. Riz, bring it in once real quick.
It's a booty, babe.
Yes.
It's a booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it
Come
all.
On.
Show it all. Show it all.
Yeah, that was just a sample, but now we're going to get ready. Now that y'all know what I'm on, y'all know what this song's about. If you got ass, bring it to the dance floor.
It's a booty band.
Yes.
It's
okay.
A booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. It's a booty band.
Yes.
It's a booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Y'all ready?
Show it all. Show it all.
ladies, how you doing? To help you represent, you try to squeeze your ass in a skirt.
Nope, didn't fit.
When it comes to butt, you got a grip. Don't you ever be a slave. Get all in no booty, having bitches hanging on your neck. Ask for me, I'm loving it. Pick it up and drop it low. Move that ass and take it fast, or get close and
ride slow.
Let me see your rodeo. Show me how to booty ride. Smooth skin,
gotta glide.
I may even slip and slide. I ain't even got a lot to turn around and disapprove. Arch it back and make it clap. I love the way you execute. Another plus, kinda cute. Smell it good, need to take a last chick. Had a lot of buzz, but had a butterface. Be careful when you see your booty, even though it's round and brown. He's ugly with no titty.
What happened
when she turns around? I ain't here to clown, I'm only here to speak the truth. And hope that every woman with a booty out there getting loose.
Is a booty bad?
Yes.
Is a booty
come
song?
On. Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is a booty bad?
Yes.
Is a booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it
all. Tell me why you might be scared. Let the dagger make it clearer. Just pretend that you at home by yourself in the mirror. I know how women do. You look at what your booty do. Practice makes perfect. When you're ready, show it all, boo. Up and down the avenue, in the club or on the pole. That booty got a lot of jelly, baby. Can you make it roll? Show me that you in control. Confident without a fear. I'll grab you like I'm Scorpion and tell that ass. Sorry that I jumped the gun. Dagger's starting to have a fun. You can't even hide that ass. So arch your back and give me some. Or turn and run away. The dagger don't got time to play. That bitch got so much booty that she put the rest on layaway. Thinks I'm gonna pay to play.
Nope.
Never, bitch, go get your own. You got a booty, but you're broke. Leave me the fuck alone. Dagger doesn't pay to play. So
okay.
A trick I'll never
nope.
Be. Or closer to a pimp. Cause some bitches always paying me.
Is a booty bad?
Yes.
Is a booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch
for
in
real.
Your back, girl. Show it all. Show
let's
it all.
It.
Show it all. Is a booty bad?
Yes.
Is a booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show
come
it
on.
All.
You got the biggest ass I ever seen up on the Atlas. You got on granny panties.
Yeah.
Bitch, not attractive. I hate it when a woman got a booty, but she treated wrong. Booty shorts, boy shorts, G-string, or a thong. It's all a booty needer. Don't wear any, let it breathe. Plus the tan above it makes me smile like I'm saying. Gotta stop and freeze. Let the booty wobble by. Heels are like hydraulics to a booty. Got it sitting high. Do you be getting high? Power feels and just drink. I do them all in one. I'm going hard. Don't gotta think. I need a hyphy chick. Thick. I don't need a square. But if you wanna come to the
morgue,
I'll take you there. We can do it anywhere. Trust I'll treat that body well. And have you please screaming for the dagger like I'm 112. Met a chick, her dad was black, her mama was a Navajo. Worked her booty like a pro, I screamed out.
Is the booty bad?
Yes.
Is the booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty bad?
Yes.
Is the booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
Yeah, the dagger.
Here we go.
All the ladies without no booty, get off the dance floor right now. Get off. This is for, but I'm not just talking about no little itty bitty booty. I mean big, wobbly ass. You know what I mean? You can make it vibrate, wobble, ripple. This track's for you. Talking to the strippers, talking to the hookers, talk about the business ladies. You know what I mean? All y'all. Special shout out to all y'all ladies on YouTube shaking it up. You know what I mean?
Damn, that's a lot of ass. I coast the booty, hold my glass of ground shakes. When you drop it to the ground and move it fast, I pick it up, rock it slow, arch it back, here we go. Up, down, left, right, make it clap, make it roll. Control them booty muscles, do these actions as I call them out. Turn around and touch the ground, don't bend your legs, spread them out. Now drop it to the floor on all fours like a doggy do. Let a nigga see the thong, smack you on the booty too. Bend it over on your back, feet flat, straight back. Real niggas, if it smells right, you can lick that. Drop it back down, girl, spin around, get on your knees. If you ain't gonna suck it though, don't pull it out, don't want it. If your game is tight and your girls are freaking getting head. If you will and your girls are square, you stand and look at dumb instead. Sorry, man, that's how it is. Learn the game and step it up. All I do is place an order. Look at how they serve it up. Place an order.
Pick it up.
Just stay on the move. The bitch is pissed. Calm your motherfucking attitude. You don't want to tell me all these things bad. I'm making worse. That's how it works. Even if I'm wrong, I have to
shake it
first. Place an order.
Pick it up.
Just stay on the move. The bitch is pissed. Calm your motherfucking attitude. You don't want to tell me all these things bad. I'm making worse. That's how it works. Even if I'm wrong, I have to shake it first.
That bitch is sick and delicious.
Athletic, guess she's well fed. When she walk her booty,
wobble, wobble,
like a bobblehead. Bitch got a booty you can watch for years. Fuck a day. I always bring a boogie board. I smack her ass and ride the wave. Big ass, waist little. Plus she got the
tickle, bitch. Way more than your average bristle. Teach a jello how to wiggle. Make you suck a nigga scream like kettles when they get too hot. Then I place an order and she takes it till I tell her stop. Love the way your booty pops and wiggles when she twerking. Right, the bitches say Stevie and Ray Charles wanna testify. You can't even ride a bike, don't worry, you can ride me. Treat her like she buying liquor, though I'm checking ID. Won't see me catch a Kelly cat. Little girls don't get a taste. You only got a year or two to go, so you can sit and wait. Damn it, where your mom at? She know you pulling older dudes. Sitting in your room, dude, shaking ass on YouTube. Place an order.
Dig it
up. Stay on the move with the bitches pissed. Calm your motherfucking attitude. You don't wanna tell me all these things bad. I'll make it worse. That's how it works. Even if I'm wrong, I have to
take it first.
Place an order.
Pick it up.
Just stay on the move. The bitch is pissed.
Smoke
it. Calm your motherfucking attitude. You don't wanna tell me all these things bad. I'll make it worse. That's how it works. Even if I'm wrong, I have to
take it first.
Mama got a fat back. He begging me to tap that. Better yet, smash that. Even where she crap at. The leader of the freaky pack. Not care where I ski it at. Now you love a nigga? Fuck that. You can keep that. All up on a nigga like a coat. Look at summertime. Want me to get up in your state? Of fuck the file of my money and my fucking phone. Cause you don't get the fucking bill. Get the push, you get the dick. That's it, and that's the way I feel. Damn that booty shit, but you ain't got enough to spend my money. Only get what I get for myself or else.
Nothing.
Yeah, you got me.
Nothing.
So well, look, so can she. Instead of spending cash on you, I have her spend her cash on me. Dagger is a gigolo. Pippin', that's a general. Activities is fuck a bitch, but literal and physical. Yeah, we kinda think alike, just handle things in different ways. We love them big old booties after getting weed and getting paid.
Place an order.
Pick it up. Just stay on the move. With a bitch is pissed.
Smoke this.
Calm your motherfucking attitude. You don't wanna tell me all these things bad. I'll make it worse. That's how it works. Even if I'm wrong, I have
now
to
shake it for me.
Place an order.
Pick it up.
Just stay on the move. The bitch is pissed.
Smoke this.
Calm your motherfucking attitude. You don't wanna tell me all these things bad. I'll make it worse. That's how it works. Even if I'm wrong, I have
now
to
shake it
for
me.
Wobble, 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 wobble,
wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble,
wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble,
wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble,
wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, wobble, Westside, West Coast, Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, y'all, we back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Let's get straight to the point. If you want to still call in and get in, 661-621-7559. Till in the queue or just press 1 to holler at me. Email dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. We're talking about today, I mean, this is a real subject matter. Dagger's just letting off some steam. But I guess if we have to pick a subject, it's kind of like, I guess we'll say, when is enough enough? We'll put it like that, because I know I'm not the only one out there feels like they're doing everything they possibly can for not only yourself, maybe others, maybe you're looking out for some people and everything, and they just ain't nobody giving you no kind of, you know, act right back, you know, ain't nothing being educated, you know, and then do you still keep being a nice person, or do eventually you say, fuck it, and keep it pushing? So I guess that's where we at with it right now, all right? Let's just call it that. Let's see, Nipo the Grizzly, still good? Hello? Fo? Remy? Anybody over there?
Yeah, we here, man. I had to go on mute, man.
Listen, everybody love that mute button. That's cool. I'll be messing up on that shit, too. It's all good. It's all good. Let's see. Hold on. Levi Kev, still good? Levi?
Yeah.
Still good? Okay, just making sure. Yeah, for sure. Let's introduce. Let's see if we can get her in here. Miss Paula, still good?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome, welcome. Couldn't get you in earlier, but, you know, I made sure I announced you and everything. But you good? How you doing today?
I'm good.
That's good.
Just relaxing.
That's good. Thanks for checking in with your boy tonight. Straight out the 661-5580. You got Dagger. What it do?
Thank you, Woody. We know who this is. It's the infamous.
Who?
The infamous Marley B.
Marley B. Checking in. What's good, Marley? Yeah, that's. I didn't recognize. I thought the number looked familiar. I just ain't seen it in a while. So that's why I was like, oh, okay, what the fuck? How you doing?
I've been doing good, you feel me? Getting how I live, you feel me?
As you said, as you said, drip your head. Oh, man, and it's hot, man. Yeah. Yes, it is definitely getting the summertime. Man. Maybe it's this drink I'm drinking. I don't know. I'm sweating in the garage today. But like I said, maybe it's because I've been upset. But let's do this. Let me ask you a few questions real quick now that I got people hanging with me. Nympho. Why is he thinking of me? Nympho, are you ignoring me? Yes, he is for right now. Let's do this then. Miss Paula, let me ask you.
I'm ignoring you,
happy? Huh?
Did you say I was ignoring you?
Oh, I was saying phone, and you wasn't saying nothing. You hear me now?
It's on you, man. It's on you. I'm telling you. It's like loud over here.
No, but I want to ask you, man, what was one time you, like, put yourself on the line for somebody, you know, put something on the line for somebody else, and they, like, totally dicked you around about it?
Wow, that's the subject today? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. You like to come back to me. I got to think about it.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, I thought this would be easy. Levi, where did you put your neck on the line for somebody, and then it just had to falter for you?
I don't trust nobody enough to put my foot anything on the line.
As you should. I feel you. I like that answer. I like that. Miss Paula, you put yourself on the line for somebody?
Quite a few times. I was going to talk a little bit about what you were talking about earlier, but I don't know if you're going and making a round right now.
No, go ahead. Speak real quick, because, you know, we got to go back to Nympho, and I know Marley B probably got a line of shit she could talk about, so go ahead real quick.
I was just going to say, like, when you were talking about how your parents brought you up, like, my family brought me up, like, I was raised in a Christian Baptist church or whatever, and then when I went into the real world in my adolescent years, I realized that what I was learning inside didn't seem like, you know, what was going on inside the church, so it was a shock.
Right.
And then, like, as I was coming up, I was just like, wow, like, this is how the world works. So when I came into that point, but I still always had that heart because that's how I was raised. So I did it over and over again. I did it in relationships where I always put myself last. I did it with a lot of my friendships. And then, you know, I got to a certain point where I found myself with minimal friends. You know, my friend list went down.
Right.
And so right at the end of my friends list, you know, like, I was pretty much the one that had my head in a good place. So anybody needed something, they came to me. I always came to. I was that one that you called at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. I
and
was not
there.
What I was
yeah,
doing,
I
and
could.
I would come. And I would come and I would be there. There was never a no. And I got to a point to where in one day I lost everything. I lost everything that mattered to me. And at that point, I found no one. Like, no one was really there for me, and I was just like, throughout my lifetime, like, I never did anything expecting anything, but I never thought that I would be in that place that I was in. And when I was in that place, nobody had my back, and I was just like, wow. And for a minute, I was cold. Then I got hope again, and then I put some investments into some stuff.
Okay.
And at the end of that, you know, I had nothing at the end of that. And then at the end of that, some shady stuff went down, and it was just like everything that I had invested. I mean, I'm eating cup of noodles so, because I'm investing in what we got going on or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
let me
ask you this real quick, because we're kind of on the same lines with that. Now, see, I've been to a point where I really lost everything as well. That's why I'm kind of at a point right now where I'm trying to build shit back and everything, and I'm trying to get back to the point where I was before I did lose everything. Now, my question is, do you, now that you're building back and you're trying to gain those things back, do you, that's what I'm saying, but knowing what has happened, you know, you've been through it already, why is it so hard for you to just be like, you know what, fuck y'all? Like, especially you more so, because I'm more on a fuck you basis than you are. I know Ms. Paula still got that heart. My heart is like this much little bit left. You got a lot more in yours than I know I do. I understand.
But you know what? Right now, in the process of me building, I'm by myself right now. I don't have those connections anymore. I already cut it off like a couple months ago. I stopped. And that's why I got to a point where I stopped letting people know my mood. You know what I'm saying? I don't share that with nobody no more. I had to learn that the hard way. You know what I'm saying? So right now I'm actually at that point. Like, I'm not dealing with people. But, you know, with the music and the writing that I do, I still have that heart in what I'm saying. Like, I still want to speak to the people. I still do want to uplift and do inspirational things.
Right.
But as far as putting everything I have with me and my kids on the line for other people, no.
That's not happening.
That's not going to happen anymore.
See,
no.
I guess I just need some responsibility, I guess, because like I said, I don't care about myself. Maybe that's why I keep risking myself. I don't risk anybody else, or I don't risk nobody else shit. But, I mean, that's just me, because that's all I really think about. You know, but it's just me. Like, that's, maybe, I don't know. I got to think about that. Now, B, pick one. I know you probably got a couple, because you be having some things going on. Now, what's one of the hardest ones you had to deal with, I guess? If you can, just pick one. Marley? Did I lose Marley B? See, and when I'm on point, everybody else ain't listening, so that's okay. Here's what I'm going to do real quick. We're gonna get into the cypher, the cypher to this week, and I got a brand new addition to the cypher that I was able to actually bring on before, you know, all my electronics and everything got thrown away by somebody else. But
wow.
Yeah, that's a whole other story, y'all. But we're gonna get into the cypher real quick, and we're gonna be right back, and we're gonna let the newest member of the cypher start it off, Miss Paula herself, and we're gonna do it like this. Let's go. Yeah. My radio. The cypher. Newest edition to the cypher family. Ladies, Miss Paula. Let's go.
Lyrically equipped it, and I got you lifted. Never will forget it. Got you feeling winded. Try to pretend it. Got you so defenseless. Eyes low, heart cold, feeling so relentless. Always been ambitious. Metaphors vicious, at sea drifted, darkness switches, digging ditches, dipping bitches, stepping trenches, separate, sifted. Welcome to apocalypse in each and every line, coming through your stereo and taking over minds. Always moving silently and creeping from behind, cut you in your sleep, oozing out your spine. Rise of the gimmicks and fall of the realists. Soldier on the front line, yes, I'm marching fearless. Somewhere in the laboratory, yes, I am a chemist. Cooking up a master plan to push into the real list.
Yeah. Take that, rewind it back. Haha. We still in the cypher, Bang Out Radio. Yeah. We're gonna go to the den real quick. Lion's Den, that is. This is why I love my job, though, y'all. Lion, let's get him.
I was cool with the kingdom. Now niggas talk like they freed us. This is not a threat for you, King Dunn. Make promises, bomb like Muhammad. It ain't C-72 urges since the fifth grade. Niggas think it's all rhymes, straight facts. I can take you way back. Introduce you to new shit. Would've smashed Nunu, but she was smashing who knew. After Wayne, could've fucked with the bitch. Good business decision, I guess. I know bitches in the business, leaving dumber niggas in debt. I'm making money in reps. You're still not part of the set. I tell them, go get out on the bench. I want my money legit. Getting tired of this hustling shit. Make enough just to pay off the rent. A few accents back to the hustle like Aladdin. Would've got a lamp, but they say I'm too bright. They say I'm going sign no hype. In the studio, I'm in it all night. Catch me early with your girl, though. Sorry if you hurt, but a king gotta conquer his earth. I should've been a star since my birth. You was dropped at birth. Can't compare a king to a dawn, rain to a shower. We just some young kings gain power. On top of a throne that ain't ours. Niggas get devoured in the jungle. Lions gotta eat. And every nigga spittin' sounds sweet. I'm probably at the beach with your chick on your chick at the beach. Sorry if my thoughts ain't complete. You niggas ain't far from defeat. Soft on your feet. You really should watch what you speak. You talk in a song when we meet.
Bang Our Radio. Jagger, just looking on this. It's a cypher. Self explanatory music. Category.
Chuck Boogie, IDKY, yep, Quiet Storm. Get him. Look, I be that fat guy bringing lyrical fitness. I'm the wizard, y'all the soul's apprentice. Even with the coldest black heart, you couldn't stomp the yard with a menace. No matter if you rugged or raw with the first name Dennis. Not happening, I'm scrapping your ball, you're crashing your thoughts. Size 13, no name brand, realigning your jaw with the heaviest balls, equivalent to none of you stars. But worse than the shittiest creek, it's still better than y'all's. Except for the flaws, you homos clowns, juggling balls, no pause needed. But Victoria was the best kept secret. Please believe it, the job is done. My take on the 16 is a mosh pit. Luke Hamp in the 80-mile run. Dragon's pressure lets the steam through. I'm super, that's all that I'm saying. Releasing these balls so they can go. Cool. Self-X is here to take the spot. Bottom line, it's your bottom time. I'm sick in the flu with swine.
Turn of the new jack, a nigga with cool cap. Who you know who fit that description of flow that way, way. 80s baby to a new millennium. Filling them up, words like helium. Yeah, boy, they feeling them. Give me what you got wherever you scoop. I'm taking your loot. Cock game and shoot. No time for fairy tales. Make them hopscotch from the heat rocks that I spit. Not from NY, boy, but word to my mama. I hit him with the llama. Persona potent like Kush marijuana. Smoking quick, you a choke, man. First runner up, my last name win. Save me, Lord, from this ratchetness life I live. Too many left, don't know what's right. Even out of uniforms, yeah, I still hold stripes. Vigilante symptoms, I see things at night. Worst case scenario, ratio 9-1. Infrared explode, reload,
well, I guess I gotta be the one to keep this going. Each component that I'm made of is the same as the disease is dormant. Give me a dime, some time to rhyme, and a beat that's open. And you can see who shines by which line the people's quoting. I'm like a beast, I'm luring rappers in a foreign trap. Getting bones to crack, flowing easy like I toured with Zap. Ignore the facts, I put you down like I was Warren Sapp. Hitting a quarterback, even Madden would have to throw a flag. I'll poke and slash your throat and laugh, just a port of laughs. Quart of gas, over the open gas till you slowly pass. I know I'm a trip, not a hatter, but no, I'm mad. I'm a rapper, a self-explanatory slab. Does it matter that I beat cheeks and girls go eek eek when I hold them down by the throat till they speak like Keek Sneak? This ain't a cipher, this a meet and greet. Hi, I'm ID, the one to leave the streets in complete defeat.
I'm so Frank Lucas, without the runny mouth. Make your girl go down so much she thought it was my house. Make her seem big, I know a humming ball slow. Castro flow when I write lines of dope. Smash you with the different words on scope to blast. Fuck dope and large back, together they whack. Average cats better ease back. Form Voltron without the black cat. Ass McAfee's make lungs collapse. Having sex before marriage is a sin. I guess I keep fucking till I disappear like gin. I'm the truth in this boot, just makes you a dare. You showing your ass, you worse than school with no underwear. Fuck a devil, keep my 40 in the brown bag. Pissing on these young MCs, even got R. Kelly mad. Breaking down in the reaper bag. Silent shots to the back, laser tag. Make a strip for the key man. Show it to a preacher dad, write it in my ether pad. Playing with your bitch all in my lap. I'm a beast in this habitat. My vocab stab these lab rap. For hooking up the backpack rap.
Geek certified ghost, stop the press. Bitch ass nasty, put the rest when I rap. Nigga, you fucking with a self-ace vet. Live and direct from the school of hard now. Come test, flip a bitch to fuck a hoe. Put on my niggas, yo. Ain't above the homies, can't have none of this. It's written, yo. Shit, can't be touched. MC Hammer shit, moving with the baddest bitch. You gotta come to where I'm from. Anthony Hamilton, hot. Freak him out and get right. Hit the wash and the ride. Hit the mall and get fly. Can't deny, I'm that type of guy. Get tossed in the grease, kill breast to fry. Biscuit on the side, desperate suicide. Got enough niggas out of rush from the east to the west side. Meet you in the middle, wherever you wanna take it, yo. Knock, knock, get some air. This ain't a riddle, though, nigga.
Aw, shit. Hoodbound. Haha. West Coast. With it, boys. Uh-huh. We're gonna do it like this. Yeah. Up first. Ride a chalk.
West Witty.
A.K.A. West Witty. Yo. Yeah. Go ahead. Let them know.
Shots fired, prior dealings with the trifling prices.
When you raise with them hustlers and titans,
gutter waves in these streets, but I'm praying for better days. Till then,
I'ma set these trends
and currency trade. Praise my block where I was taught and develop my game.
Cutters and shedders,
some bouncing right big wheels and figure eight.
I'm product of the streets
and crevices of inner cities, toting up pistol for discrepancies and beef. Yeah, point the finger at the bad guy. Haters are robbers from the vinyl side when the hollows twicker the twine. Reeking cushion, any bending corners in the city. No V-Nakes or skinnies in the facility. We're all the Holocaust, all wins.
No loss,
Superman, fade them all.
We wear the belt in the crown.
What's
pride is no integral to city. Niggas spit they eat the venom mixed with pistol packing precision. Relentless treason, must have bleed all seasons. Give me a reason. One by one, your homie, your family deleted. Ride a chalk with that rider shit. I spit that rider shit with a venom, bitch.
Yo. Fresh with it. Fresh with it. AKA Nepho the Grizzill. Mac Machete the Madman. Yo. Are you ready? Are you ready? Alright, I'll just make it short. Hold on. Let me step back. Go ahead. Handle that shit.
Nympho when I'm in trip mode, explode on contact. Like a hollow point press, I spit like a mini Mac. Attack and detach your head from your spleen. Mac Machete the Madman, gangsta guillotine. The king of the terrain, I roam the plains with two pistols. Take fade to fade, take her addressing all issues. Assumptions, presumptions, anybody killer. Them, him, her, and you, all y'all nigga. My trigger gold plated, my nigga don't hate it. I'm gon' state it. Bitch, I'm the greatest of all time. What you see on TV. Unload, reload, repeat until they sleep. Street tactic warrior, territory time bomb. Known as Nympho, knocking niggas out with napalm. Annihilate a poacher from the shoulders, you can get it. I tried to told you, I fold Kimbo on you bitches. A ghetto culture soldier, hang hoodlum hood bound. With it, boy, affiliate, gunning your hood down. You hood now? What? Your wretched mouth, bitch, I'm a psycho.
Psycho.
Shooting off my strap, black. Crack your face. Then bash and break your cranium. I'm a wild animal, bitch. It ain't no taming them. Aiming for the throat all day, every day. This is everybody's case.
Uh oh. Yeah. It's my turn. The dagger. LA, West Coast all day.
Shit.
Gotta introduce myself and shit. My turn. Yeah. Your turn, nigga.
4DB with it.
4DB with it.
Yeah.
With it, boys.
Dagger's never been the type to step away from the mic. I play the game of life smart, so I ain't looking to fight. Because I'm not right inside me, there's a person that even scares me. I keep warning people that
you won't like me when I'm angry.
But they never listen, I guess they itching just to take me out. Claiming that they big and bad when all they do is run their mouth. Like they got this, like they got that, a lot of weed, fat stacks. Talk like that around the home, easy way to get you jacked. Don't let your guns flap
when you're walking
through these city streets. LA is full of cannibals, these niggas gotta kill to eat. I'm only killing beasts, but Sunday's almost gonna cross the line. I kill you and your family and go to work
feeling fine.
I'm just making music while I stay as high as possible. You just analyze a nigga down to my hair follicles. Feeling sorry for these niggas, cause Dagger's a different caliber. If I was a long sword, my alias would be Excalibur. Still ain't got a manager, cause don't nobody fuck with me. Keep it real at all times, and that's the only way I know to be. Don't talk about money, I don't got shit. I'm flat broke, I got the kind of game to make your bitch wanna decode. I'm so dope like crack, you sniff me, you catch a head high. And now I got
beanin' for a nigga
like a Muslim with a bean pie. Don't sweat the small shit, play it cool and I let it go. And only
bang out
is a pussy or on the radio. Dagger's so incredible, but fuck, the Hulk is taking over. Never hit the brakes for niggas, full speed,
run them over.
Drunk, high, but never sober. Issues I got way too many, and I just make money. Get high and rep my fucking city.
Westside,
LA, don't do the twist of the tangle, cause we all some little devils from the city of angels. So you can try to take me out, but you winning ain't even probable. Even with Tom Cruise, that mission is still impossible.
Let's give it up.
Yourself why a 20-year-old girl would want to go out with a man your age?
Because I laid my game down quite flat.
Game? What you know about the game, Granddad?
I know the game.
Taking women out to eat, giving them free meals? What part of the game is that? You taking her to Red Lobster with the cheddar biscuits. The fam ain't eating cheddar biscuits, but this random broad is eating cheddar biscuits.
I know the game. Your granddaddy knows the game.
Game recognize game, Granddad.
I recognize game. Your granddaddy recognize game.
Game recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't. Where's Granddad? Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast. Oh, no, wrong show. Slap Sundays. The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bag out radio. Excuse me. Like I said, y'all got. Thoughts is all kind of over everywhere today, but make sure if you want to get in on the conversation today, 661-621-7559, just chilling the queue, you press 1 to holler at me. What we're talking about is getting fucked over, because, you know, I guess that's the bottom line, because, you know, Dagger gets fucked over all the time, no homo, but it's because, like I said, I put myself on the line in order to get messed up, but at the same time, people keep telling me, you know what? Don't change who you are, because who you are is a good person, no matter what people do, no matter what. you know, stay focused on what you do. If you can help people, do what you feel is right. Do what you feel, no matter what the consequences or outcome is, because overall, like I said, you're a good person. Don't change that. On the other hand, I'm like, fuck the world and everybody in it except the homies. You know, that's how I feel right now. So that's where I'm at. So I'm just trying to figure things out, all right? Let's see if we can get people's back in. Hold on real quick. The one thing I do like about this computer, though, even though it's not mine and I'm borrowing somebody else's, it's working. So that's a good thing. I give that a plus. All right, so let's see. I'm not threatening to throw this shit against the wall or nothing. Let's see who's still in the building. Nippo, the Grizzill, still good.
Hello.
Yes, sir. All right, let's go down the list. Let's see. Levi Kev, still good.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. All right. Miss Paula, hold on. Hold on, wait. Wait, yeah.
I'm still here.
All right, and yeah, by the way, congratulations again, the first lady officially on the Bang Out Cypher. This Paula right here, she wrecked that shit. Thank you very much for looking out, okay? That was good. That was hot. I'm with that.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Can we go 4 for 4? See, I see I'm jacking people in kind of easy. See, this that's the one thing plus
that's
about
crazy.
This. Marley B, still good?
Something like that.
Something like that, but nothing like that. All right.
Something like that. You know,
as long as you hear, it's
I'm
okay.
Good. I'm gutty over here.
Hold on. One more people to try to get in. And this is my man right here. Hold on. Let's see if we got him. Flip.
What's happening, boy?
Hold on, y'all. Quick, talk to my nigga Flip. I know you ready for the release party on Sunday, right? I know you ready.
That's what I'm calling in for, Sam. You ready?
Man, you can speak about it a lot better than I can, man. Let him know about it real quick. My nigga Flip right here, y'all. He's putting it down for your boy, Dak. He's the one who's going to help me out the release party this Sunday on top of the $200 prize and trophy for other independent artists. Man, Flip, let him know what's going on next weekend, man.
Prizes
like I said, I'm too excited.
What?
Let him know.
Yeah, we got an artist. It's an artist and producer mixer, man, going down May 27th. It's at gonna be in Long Beach, man. I'm kind of faded right now, so bear with me. They've been sipping on a little something.
As you said, we all in here, man. That's how we do on Sundays. It's all good, man. Go ahead.
No, I'm actually sober.
Uh-oh,
I'm sober.
That's
I'm not.
Thing, but okay. Majority of us. Hold on. Wait. Let's do a sobriety check. Got to look real quick. Sober
that's okay.
Or
let's not do that.
But yeah, it's coming at the lunch line, man.
Wait, hold on, y'all. Hold on.
This ain't school. I don't believe in tests.
All right, hold on. Go ahead, Flip. Let them know real quick. Let them know the info.
Yeah, but it's at the lunch lounge. You know, going down May 27th. We got Dagger hosting. It's his mixtape release party. It's gonna go up like that. We got a couple of artists under one roof competing for one prize, a trophy, and $200 in cash prize, and a chance to open up applies to the House of Blues. We're doing that, and it's a beautiful little thing, you know. So if you wanna get on, just hit our Dagger, and Dagger gonna connect you to me.
Yes, sir. There is. If y'all want to get out there for that $200 or whatever, like I said, I'm not in the competition. Like I said, it's my mixtape party. I'm just hosting. Let's have a good time. Got some people's going to come out. There are going to be some tracks from the Dark Side mixtape we're going to do. It's about to be turned up, y'all. So make sure y'all in attendance. Make sure y'all know what's up. But, Flip, I know you're a busy man. Before you leave, real quick, I'm going to ask you real quick because, like I said, I know you're probably going to have to go. What was the time you had to put yourself on the line or had you put yourself on the line for somebody, and, like, how did that turn around for you? How did that work out for you?
Business-wise or, like, relationship-wise, it really don't matter.
No, it really don't matter. Just like I said, you put yourself out there for the next motherfucker, you know, for the next person, and, you know, was that a pot? Because I'm trying to work through stuff right now, because, like I said, I keep finding myself putting myself on the line and at risk for other people. And, you know, and where my confusion is, because like you said, I was raised to be, like, a good person. I was raised to be, like, you know, if you got more, than you need, or if somebody's helping, you're in a position to help them, you know, then you help them, and you do that. You know, that's how I was raised. But
you got to.
Since then, you know, since so much has constantly been, people have been proving me wrong, you know, I helped them, and there's either been, like, an attitude behind it, or, you know, it's like, fuck you, reciprocated, or, you know, this, that, or whatever. It's like, why do I keep helping people when I shouldn't, when, you know, everything's showing me that I shouldn't. So I'm just asking, you know, what was the time or was there a situation where you did put yourself on the line for somebody, and, like, how did that work out for you? Is that something you believe in? Is that something you, like, fuck people, I want to be out for myself? That was stuff.
Okay, well, I could go on a relationship route. I could say, like, I'm a dude of, you know, I do my thing, get to then, fuck with a lot of women, period. But
all right.
I ran into this one, I was liking it, but I was still doing my do, right? But
right.
I slowed it down a little bit, just a tad bit. Like, I was in the slow lane a little bit, right? Go over to the crib. Long story short, we watching a movie. Long story short, we watching a movie. watching a Hangover 2, matter of fact, right? Chilling. Her dude knock at the door that I do nothing about.
Oh, wow, okay.
And it's like, what? Oh, that's how you doing it? I'm answering this. Open the door. What's up, my nigga? Come on in. Wham. Like, yeah, we ain't watching the movie. I don't know nothing about you, my nigga. I shook his hand and all. I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, handle your business. I grabbed my drink, my blunt, so I'm out of here. Take care of that business. Got on.
Yeah. Yeah, just get the fuck up out. Yeah, that's some dumb shit. Bitches is crazy nowadays, man. Like I said, she did that. And then that could have got a whole lot worse, but then you good. Good, though, nigga. Like I said, that shit is crazy. Shit is crazy, yeah. Man. But, man, let them know where they can find you on the email and everything. Like I said, I'm not going to hold you because I know you got things you got to do. Let them know where people can find you at. Let them know where Hustle Hard Entertainment is at, man. Let them know where they can get at you.
Yeah, man. I'm at, you can Twitter me at flip_hardhustle. And then you can email me at hardhustleentertainment@gmail.com. You know, for all your fire tracks, I'll reply, book you for some shit. Put some money in your pocket if you're dope enough. If you're not dope enough, then you got to get your bars up, and get your stacks up. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, man. Like you just said, y'all get y'all bars up. He may ask y'all to host the show like Dagger, but we're not going to get into that, y'all. But good looking out, Flip, man. Hustle Hard ENT in the building. We definitely see you on Sunday night, man. We're going to come out there. We're going to turn that motherfucker the fuck up, all right? Check in with your boy on Wednesday, too, man. I'll promote this shit one more time on Wednesday, so make sure you holler at me Wednesday night, all right?
I got you, boy.
All right, for sure, Flip. Good looking out for checking in. All right, I'll get you later.
All right, boy.
All right. Marley B, all right, down to you. Like I said, pick one. Like I said, you told many stories with your boy the Dagger. Pick one. Give me some kind of inspiration. Hello. See, when I pick people, and then they act like they don't want to talk to me right now. It's okay, B. It's okay. We still friends. When you get back,
yeah.
Hello? Who talking to me?
Yo.
Yo, Fo?
Yeah, you know it.
Oh, okay. Nah, man, okay, for sure. But your ass, yeah, nobody would help you. But tell me where you put yourself on the line with somebody, man. You ever put yourself on the line with somebody in a situation, man, or what happened?
Man, just right off the top, I can't really think of no situation where, you know, I help somebody and they burn me. I can, you know what I'm saying, but it's like, you know what I'm saying, I don't really want to, you know.
Let me ask you some advice then on a real tip. Like, Should I not be that person, man? This is the question I keep coming to. When I find myself helping people and, you know, trying to help others get to where they say they want to be or do this and do that, you know, I feel like I'm doing a good thing by helping other people. But at the same time, I don't feel like I'm doing a good thing when it comes back around as being something bad. You know what I mean? When either after, like I said, when you help somebody, they are good towards you or whatever. Good until you actually help them, then I'm fucking flips on you with some other shit, you know? Like, do you stop? I mean, is it worth me stopping? I mean, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? I guess that's my bottom line question. Or can I even get an answer to that?
Yeah, you can if you get around to me.
Well, I was already talking to you, but you was ignoring me. You ready now, B?
Yeah,
you're late.
I was something.
Yeah, you were doing something. I was doing the show. You were doing something. Are you ready for me now?
Yeah.
Like I said, give me one story where you put yourself out there for somebody that, you know, turn. Like I said, I know you got many, but give me one.
Oh, you talking to me now?
I've been talking to you, B.
Okay.
Focus.
All right. Well, you know, many centuries ago. No, I'm just playing. You know, a while ago, though, I would say that I have put myself, my whole self on the line, not just heart, you know, heart, mind, body, soul, spirit, the whole nine, on the line, you know, and not just for some bullshit. Like some people put their self on the line to use people for money or for the people they know or, you know, I'm saying the things they have or the things they used to do or things like that, you know.
Right.
I don't think like that. I was like how people talk about how they was raised. I was raised to be a diehard type of person. You know what I'm saying? It's all or nothing. And when you find yourself giving more than the other half or the other person, whatever your situation might be, then that's kind of when you know is, you know what I'm saying, it's not an even balance. And when the balance is not there, then it kind of makes everything else more difficult. So one person always walks away feeling used or misused.
All right. So in that situation, then, do you – now, does that stop you from walking into the situation again? Like I'm saying, if you know – like I said,
no.
I'm used constantly. I mean, everybody uses somebody else for something. I mean, let's get bottom line. Somebody
no.
– I use my parents. Everybody gets used at some point in their life. That's, the using part isn't what bothers me. It's when people have, like – lie to you in order to use you. That's what I'm
I go through that all the time. People lie to me all the time. People lie to me all the time just to be my friend. People lie to me all the time just to make themselves look better than they are. People lie to me to put me down. None of that bothers me. That's all outside bullshit. That's nothing that comes from inside me. I fill myself with good shit. I get down sometimes. You know, everybody got their days, but I fill myself with good, positive shit. Like, I don't care. I be trying to push all the negativity from around me. So when it tries to enter me, there's no space for it. You know what I'm saying? Any negativity, I get utterly confused and discombobulated at negative shit, wrong shit, bad shit, people that do foul, mean. It's not in me to understand it. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't let what one person has done previously fuck up what, you know what I'm saying, my next opportunity could be. Because that relationship did not mess up my opportunity for love the next time, because I fell in love again after that.
Okay. Well, it's good to know that there is still hope, even though, like I said, I'm not seeing any. I don't see no light at the end of the tunnel. I don't see no, you know, no.
You don't see no
gold.
Light at the end of the tunnel? I don't either. To be honest, I don't see a light at the end of no tunnel either.
So then what keeps us going? Just because we have to, can't stop,
I choose to walk over the bridge. I don't choose to go through the tunnel. That's why I don't see no light at the end of no tunnel, because in my world, it's always light. Real shit. I don't care. That's why a lot of people can't function with me, because they be wanting me to wallow and they, you know what I'm saying, I can't do it. And when I do it, people... they get on my head about it, like, hey, what you doing being negative? Cut that shit out, because that's not me. I can't.
That's why I can't become.
I'm not a misery love company type of person. I don't. I can't be miserable or turn bitter and hate the world. I can't do it.
See, that's why I can't. That's where we're different. Like I said, because I'm like the Hulk, you know, at the Avengers, and I actually saw that movie.
Yeah,
you know?
I could be a bitch. Don't get me wrong.
Because I'm always angry. I'm just always angry. And it takes so much just to be calm and just be like, you know, because I'm just always, I work every day and I things that just constantly piss me off. I mean, it don't even got to be. And that's the sound. I can't see.
You don't get angry around me, though, my nigga. So
I'm living on the dark side. You know what I mean? That's the name of the mixtape. I'm living on the dark side.
I'm trying to get over it.
I really am. But every time I think there's some glimmer of light, or I see something about to happen, or see something that may change, something else happens that brings me back to reality. And that's the
learning experiences.
But right now, y'all, we gonna smoke. We gonna smoke right now. We gotta get to the smoke session. So whatever you rolling up,
my line blunt, beeping bombs, anyways, and I don't
zigzag,
smoke, so
could,
you know,
whatever you got right now, you need to roll it up, get it ready, because we about to smoke. All right, and we'll see y'all after the smoke session. Be right back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Smoke that shit. Let's go.
Hey, bro. What's up? What's up with the drop, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back. Right. I got a dub for some flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, PSV. Theato. Let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed. Let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two. She want three. Whole click about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucker, look. On the block blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up in the swag nice like a reverend. Let me get stacked up. Cush never stressed me, and a bitch only but a neck like a necklace. Get her high, now she wanna touch, affectionate. Heat it up, make her turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch looking for the green,
cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trace, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box, get a check, kinda like convertible. Copter, Monday through Monday. Blow tree school every day, but that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
MC, nigga. She ate, bro.
King hat shades, black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me. Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oat, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action loud. Packing a pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a rasta. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.
The All Stars, we gets it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so high, I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. Just pop the X, I think I need another one. Yeah, triple stack the best. I think that nigga Derek done. Henny in my cup, numb from the white line. Sour in my blunt, fresh like the high times. Wayne and Joel said they can't feel their face. And I'm twisted like a fucking shoelace with the true face. Lean got a new taste, sipping on a scissor. Coke in my nose like I just sniffed a blizzard. Used to never be high, now I'm never sober. Vicodin, Percocet, with a Four Loko. So crazy in my skull, hear voices in my brain. Couple pulls of the haze, feeling like I'm in a maze. Ziploc full of pills, looking like a Skittles hat. Pretty boy swag, but I never fuck cats down. Higher than the Martian, sitting on the moon. Now I'm riding in a UFO, popping mushrooms. I'm so high, I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I think my brain melting, cause I'm so listed. Sell crack or use dope, now tell me what's the difference. They both in addiction, nigga, who you kidding? 100 grand Pyrex, now meet me in the kitchen. Call me Mr. Montana, cause I'm still sniffing. Face getting red, but I know my whole limit. Vodka on ice, mixed with tequila. Add a few worms so the liquor won't kill ya. I'm white boy wasted, party like a rock star. With my boy Welsh, we headed to the star bar. No, I'm not a fiend, I just like to get high. Move work to get by, fuck a chick with thick thighs. Weed habit growing, and I need more. Cause they know I stay twisted, like Bobby Brown jaw. I get high, and I'm feeling like M. Time to recover, bitch, and do this shit again. I'm so high, I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp Fenty pills got me feeling so fine.
Thank you. keeps me going through these hard times. You should say the fucking weed got me doing less crime. Leave me with a calm mind, worry free, feeling good. Saying
fuck you and your fucking problem.
Like the dagger shit, won't let you blow my heart. Cause I pay for love. Too stingy when it comes to money or my cannabis. My fingers come with calluses. I've been rolling up for years, and my eyes stay bloodshot. They ain't never clear. Rarely see me with the beer. Only 80 deep enough in my cup. But I don't ever drink without some love. But you can catch me smoking weed without the alcohol. I got my fave file, and they all be selling weed, y'all. Waiting on a nigga car, they treating me like royalty. Why you other nigga snitching? Damn it, where's your loyalty? Haters better step aside when I fuck a past fly. I'm on the moon looking at the earth. Yeah, I'm back. Smoking is my hobby. You can do it, doing anything. Had a fucking while I'm smoking is my favorite thing. So
live on my knot
while I sit back and smoke weed.
I'm sorry that the cherry fell and now you got a fur weed.
But you didn't notice and the dagger doesn't interrupt. Plus we was both drunk, dizzing and about to nut. You think I'm paying for it? You can say the word, dagger didn't do it.
Not guilty.
Tries to
have you seen this tuition bill? Morningwood Academy is charging us $30,000.
Well, it looks like we're all going to have to take second jobs. I guess I'll see if I can get my old gig back selling butt scratchers at the ballpark. Butt scratcher? Butt scratcher? Here's your butt scratcher here. Butt scratcher?
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 What That Shit Do Radio, man. It's your girl, Miss Sweetie with X and B. And if you're listening to this, then you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, doesn't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
That's right, y'all. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, about to put an end to another show. And like I said, I guess my main point of this whole show is, like I said, I'll say this. I'm not telling you not to help people, and I'm not telling you, you know, to be a complete asshole and just, or whatever. I guess what I'm telling you is, I'm not telling you anything. My suggestion is, number one, be better than me, because like I said, I'm the dumbass. I do a lot of dumb shit and put myself on the line for a lot of people that I probably shouldn't. Like I said, I've lost a big screen TV behind some girl kicking it in over, she mad about this shit. Like I said, I've lost money, I've lost a job, I've lost a lot of shit putting myself out there for other people. So my thing is, it's like jail. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. So if you're don't lend out money if you know, don't lend out more money than you would accept that would not come back. Like if somebody borrows money from you or you loan money out, don't loan out more than you can handle, because if you don't get it back, then you got to think like it's not going to come back. You got to think like your shit is going to get fucked. Don't put your name and stuff out there. Excuse me, it's a drink, I'm sorry. Don't put your name out there on anything. Like I said, if you're not willing to accept that your credit may be fucked up or your name may get fucked up behind somebody, just don't. That's the one thing I won't tell you to do. Don't put yourself out there if you're not willing to accept what may come from putting yourself out there, because, like, again, you're the one who's going to be held responsible. Your name, your money, your family, your friends, whatever, your car, whatever you're putting out there on the line, be careful. And if you're the one being helped, if somebody's helping you, then be thankful. You know what I mean? And don't fuck off, people. Y'all need to stop doing this shit, because there's eventually going to be a point where really everybody's going to not give a fuck. And what kind of world will we live in then, all right? So let's go down the list real quick. We're going to let the panel get up out of here with tonight, say their shout-outs and everything. Hold on real quick. Miss Paula, still good?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Any shout outs, any you know, links, anything you want people to know about real quick before we get up out of here tonight?
A shout out to you and the show, and thank you for letting me get that. And my Twitter is all I have up right now is Miss Paula84.
Y'all. Twitter, make sure y'all find it, because you know Dagger don't tweet. So, I mean, I'll get my people to tweet. Help them out. Make sure y'all look out for them, okay? And Miss Paula, again, thank you for the Bang Out Radio drop. Like I said, that shit knocks. You got to do some regular radio drops for me, too. You know what I mean? It'll be nice to hear your voice over here talking about, you know, you tune in to Slap Sunday. You need to handle that for me, too.
Okay.
All right, Ma. Check in with me anytime, okay?
All righty.
All right. Holler at you later. Let's see. Marley B. Any shout outs to let people know where they can find you out real quick? Any final thoughts on today's topic? Marley B. See, I'm going to have to go back and I hope you go back and listen to this show, Marley B, and hear how many times I done called you and then you just not paying attention or you're on the other line or something like that. But shouts out to Marley B. Y'all can find her on Reverb Nation. I'm sure she got a Twitter. I don't know what it is. Facebook, Marley B, probably Google her or something. You'll check her out, y'all. Or, like I said, she's on the Dark Side mixtape as well. Got a lot of music fans going, so make sure y'all fuck with Marley B. And my niggas just checked back in. Of course, they left and came back again. Nympho the Grizzly.
Wow, what it is.
Yeah. Any shout-outs, man, and let people know at least a couple of links you do got right now, man. Let them know where they can find you if they want to get at you.
Hey, man, like always, you can find me on Facebook at PhotaGreat, you know what I'm saying? Or you can find me somewhere with Dagger smoking a blunt.
Yeah, and you can find us and all these other independent artists, like I said, again, this Sunday, May 27th, Lush Lounge, downtown Long Beach, Dagger's Dark Side Mixtape Release Party, Artist Showcase and Mix, all right, not only is me and a couple of the hoodbound homies and other people that joined the Dark Side Mixtape going to be out there in full effect. Like I said, we got other independent artists coming out there doing their thing, going for $200 in cash prize, $200 cash and a trophy. All right, y'all. So y'all need to come out there and get turned up with it because we're about to put on a really, really nice show. Shout out to Hustle Art Entertainment and Flip for coming through. Make sure you shout out to Levi Cab for stopping by. Make sure y'all Google that man. Check him out. And, yeah, I guess that's how I'm in the show tonight, y'all. Like I said, I don't know, as far as I go, me, as much as I tell y'all, not like I said, be better than me. As much shit as I talk and as much everything that I say or whatever, I still know that if I got it and somebody need it, my dumb ass is going to give it to them. Just as I complain about shit, like I said, I still repeat the same. Try to break that shit, but like I said, that's just me. So I just keep myself open to problems, but you don't have to go through the same shit I go through, y'all. Be better than Dagger. Fuck everybody. That's how I feel. That's how I want to feel. So if you don't got to worry about nobody, like I said, do what you got to do. Don't be an asshole about it. Stay focused on you, your family. Do the right thing, and good things should come to you, all right? That's my word today, I guess. We're going to ride out with my man Donnie Riz. All right, tonight featuring Black Picket Fence, Bang Bang, as well as Slap Sunday. Dagger will be right. We'll be back next week, same time, 7 to 9. We'll see y'all West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, 9 to 11, where we talk about the strictly adult matters. And make sure y'all talk about the show, because that's all I really need y'all to do besides tune in and talk to me. All right? Holler at y'all next week. We out.
Let's just cut to the chase. Scratch that. Let's just cut to the face. You know I better shove. Miss Sweet Petite. Miss a bit of love. But your potential's booming. Bazooka movements go. Girl, you blowing. And I'm sure you've been told. But baby, I'm glowing. Yes, Foxin' with show. Enough said, bread. I got it by the loaf and heads. Nothing, girl. We talking about truth. But on another note, this is Bang's finest. The A minus. And I squeeze that chime. I make it go. Plus my two finger touch is just enough to make your hoo-ha shoot off like a Ruger.
think I know what you into. Bang your brains out, I sex is mental, special air with it. Christmas, I'm St. Nicholas, and you getting gifted. But in the AM, we gon' play it like ain't nothing different.
Offering. I've been offered trying to keep you on the